passing shot exceptional.
The French Open on In Play Radio.
Welcome to the William Hill Tennis Podcast, the final French Open version, because the men's final is all that we've got left to preview. It's Stan Wawrinka standing in the way of Novak Djokovic completing the career Grand Slam, of course. 1-7 Djokovic, Wawrinka's 5-1. Will it be as wide as the bookies suggest it? The man who's going to tell us that, hopefully, is Nick Lester. He's been with us all tournament and he's back now to preview the final match of the tournament, Nick. You've just finished a fantastic Saturday, the conclusion of that Djokovic-Murray game, and obviously you watched a women's final as well, which was thrilling. Sometimes they're not, but this one was a good match, wasn't it?
Well, it took a while to get going, Lee, didn't it? I mean, a set and 4-1 double break. I actually said to my colleague next to me, how many players in the history of tennis and women's tennis have come back against Serena from a double breakdown having lost the first set? And I can't think, to be honest, I would have thought if Lucy Safarova had been able to pull that out today, that might have been one of the greatest comebacks. Certainly in Grand Slam final history, maybe even in Grand Slam tennis, because Serena, as we know, with the best serve in the game, suddenly just lost her game. And Safarova was able just to dig a few more balls back into play. And I think when you play Serena sometimes, it takes a bit of a while to adjust to the pace because she hits the ball like no other women. You know, sometimes I just think Safarova eventually got used to the ball that was coming at her, was able to actually adjust, and in the end, she just couldn't quite see it through. But it was a shame, but she played great.
This men's final should be a great match as well. Of course, Djokovic hasn't won this slam. He's a two-time runner-up, of course. Wawrinka's never previously gone past the final eight here, but he had his breakout year, didn't he, where he won his first slam. So he does know how to do it. He's been there and done it. But on clay, against Djokovic, is probably a different matter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wawrinka is, as we know, probably the biggest ball striker in men's tennis, Lee. I think he has the ability, and I've said this on numerous occasions, we've seen it before, to hit not just off one side, and this is what is significant, but off both sides, Lee. Forehand and the backhand. He can hurt you from anywhere from the back of the court, and that is what makes him so dangerous. When you throw into the mix the serve, which is probably the most underrated part of his game, then I think you've obviously got a pretty lethal mix. I mean, I was looking at the stats, the tournament stats, Lee, this afternoon. Nobody has won more points behind their first serve this match, this tournament, than Wawrinka. He's won 80% of points behind his first serve. Look at yesterday against Tsonga. He was able to save, 16 of 17 break points, in part because of the quality of his serve. So there are many areas of his game where he can hurt you. And he's obviously been able to hurt the best in the past. Let's be honest, I've said this before as well, if you chart his last 2 years, as good as it has been, there have been a lot of lows as well. I mean, he's had some pretty horrific losses where you've sort of watched him play and he's not been there. He's just not been engaged in the match. He's not been competitive. But when he's got his feet into a tournament, he's certainly been very good. And obviously, so far this tournament, he's proved to be, at the moment, as good as anyone.
The head-to-head doesn't make very good reading for any Wawrinka fans either. Lost 17 of his previous 20 matches against Djokovic, including the semi-finals of the Aussie Open in January, of course, which Djokovic went on to win. He trails 5-1 on clay. The one clay win was 9 years ago, that's a worry for Wawrinka, I suppose, itself. I mean, I suppose you could say, though, that he overcame a 16-1 head-to-head deficit when he beat Federer in the last eight. So, you know, records are there to be broken, but he's got an uphill climb here, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I always think, Lee, with head-to-heads in tennis, you've got to sort of be sensible about it and say, well, is it worth me looking back at the head-to-head going back to 2008, 2007, when a lot of those victories for Djokovic were fairly comfortable? No, it's not, because Wawrinka is a completely different player than he was back then, as is Djokovic, to be fair. But they've certainly, the gap between the two has sort of narrowed significantly. So I'd probably be looking, to be honest, more realistically at the last 2 years. And then you break it down a bit more. And as you say, you look at Wawrinka's win at the Australian Open, where he played lights out tennis in 2014. And again, if you go into the numbers, Lee, which is always important in these situations, if you look at the stats of that match, that day he actually beat Djokovic, he won 75% of his first serve points. So he was getting quite a few free points off the serve. The biggest, I have a couple of concerns about Wawrinka in this match. One is that, for me, he hasn't really played a good returner so far in this tournament. He hasn't played a guy who is as good a returner as a Murray, as a Djokovic, these sorts of players. He's beaten Federer, yes, but Federer's not a particularly aggressive returner, certainly on a heavy clay court. Songa's not a particularly good returner. Simon's not a guy that's going to hurt you off the returns. If Djokovic can get a look at some serves tomorrow, he will make it awkward for Wawrinka. There's no doubt about that. He will. We're talking about the most dynamic and the most aggressive returner of serve probably the game has seen ever. I mean, it's very tough to get 3 points against Djokovic when you're serving to him. So that's going to be the fascinating part of tomorrow. The dynamic, obviously, of Wawrinka trying to win as many 3 points off the serve as he can and trying to hurt Djokovic. There's a lot of talk, actually, in the media center today about how Djokovic, if it's going to affect Djokovic having played today, coming back tomorrow. And if you look at the history of certainly the last three or four players that have had to do that, they've lost. I don't think personally it's going to make a huge amount of difference, because I think this has just been such a big goal of Djokovic's for the last 3 or 4 years. It's been the holy grail for him. I don't think 24 hours is going to make any difference personally. You can't deny the fact that Wawrinka's playing, again, probably very close to the form of a couple of years ago. But I just think the defensive skills, if you mix it in with the sustained length that Djokovic keeps from the back of the court, he's a cut above. If these two played, for me, 10 times on this surface, Wawrinka would probably sneak one, maybe two matches. So I think you have to lean with Djokovic. I think from a betting perspective, Lee, I would suggest there's probably a bit of value in Wawrinka getting a set here. My money would certainly be on Djokovic to win in four. I think Wawrinka has the ability in short periods of time to take the match away from Djokovic. I don't think he can do it over five sets on a clay court personally, but I think he could well do it for half an hour, 45 minutes. And I think if that's the case from a betting point of view, I would certainly be looking at getting some value in perhaps both players to win a set and Djokovic to win the match.
It's interesting you say that, because I was just about to come on to their Grand Slam head-to-head. So, met five times. I think in 2012, Wawrinka had to retire, but other than that, they've all gone the distance and three of them have featured tiebreaks as well. So, you know, that looking at them both picking up a set with Novak Djokovic winning, it does look the way. So, for some reason, whether it's Wawrinka's power, as you've outlined, and the fact that it can nullify Djokovic a little bit, maybe that's what keeps it going. I mean, you're looking at Djokovic to win and both players to win a set here is 7-4, which compared to 1-7 is a tremendous price, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think Lee, we talked about it, didn't we, a couple of days ago with Murray. I think it was 6-4 with both players to win a set as well with Murray, and that came in. So I think, you know, over the course of five sets, there will always be ups and downs, Lee. And I think, obviously, Djokovic was hurt by Murray. He was hurt by Murray's defensive skills, I thought, actually, in sets 3 and 4, where Murray was able to turn it on. And Wawrinka is such an explosive player, Lee, as I say, that I would be very surprised if he didn't get a set tomorrow. I'll be very surprised. I really would. I think there's all parts of his game, you know, only takes one break. Only takes a couple of flashy winners, and he's able to sustain it, as I say, for that short period of time. He's definitely good enough, and he's fearless as well. And I think you've got to take that into consideration. Over the distance, I think Djokovic is going to be superior tomorrow. But I think over the short periods of time, I'd be looking at a bit of value in Wawrinka to get a set at least. You know, look at the way he's played. He's beaten some good players. He's taken, you know, he enjoys playing on clay. He enjoys the heavy conditions. And I think that's a consideration as well.
Well, the correct score, 3-1, Djokovic is 11-4. 3-2, Djokovic is 8-1. It's a big price, but I mean, if you're thinking 3-1, really, you may as well just take the 7-4 on the Djokovic win and both players to win a set, because there's not an awful lot of difference, and then you get in the 3-2 and the 3-1 on your side there. So we'll enjoy the final, Nick. Thanks very much for all your time during the French Open, and next time we chat, it'll be for Wimbledon.
Not far away.
Not far away at all. Thanks, Nick.
Pleasure, Lee.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.